the play-by-play will be none other than Stuart Horn, and I will be bringing you the color commentary. That's me, Josh Johnson. And you're here with us, rocking with the best on radio.dominican.edu. The best sportscasting this side of Earth and the radio home of the Penguins. We welcome all our listeners from Grand Canyon University and all the great fans out there, as well as all our listeners worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, all our ships at sea and all our troops abroad. Welcome to radio.dominican.edu. Now, coming to the mic is none other than the great voice of the Penguins for the past decade, his inaugural conference season in the NCAA, Stuart Horn.
Well, thank you very much, Josh. Good job there on the pregame. And as Josh mentioned, welcome to all listeners worldwide to the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from Dominican University of California. Yes, so excited. Tonight, Penguins, Antelopes, NC2A Division II basketball from the Conlin Center. And now it's time for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, Brandon Davis is in the house. 20 minutes overhead. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's game. We got the overhead going right now at the Conlin Center. The place is filling up nicely. Class is back in session on Tuesday. Happy Martin Luther King weekend. Radio.dominican.edu, proud to be bringing you another night of NC2A Division II basketball. And we'll be bringing you the starting lineups now for the visiting Grand Canyon University Antelopes. Head coach, Russ Pennell, assisted by Mark Nelson, Anthony Boone, Phil Cullen, and Matt Brasse. Starting things out for the visiting Antelopes. Number one is TJ Benson, a 6-foot senior out of Tempe, Arizona, a transfer, Josh, from Weber State. You might notice some of these guys have played a lot of D1 basketball. In fact, a bunch of them have. Number five is Gabby Gunjo, a 6'8" junior out of Cameroon, who's a transfer from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, Josh. There's two.
Good D1 program, one of the biggest.
Number 10 is Steve Morin, a 6'4" freshman out of Scottsdale. Number 22 is Justin Wesolowski, a 6'7" sophomore out of Mesa, Arizona, a transfer from University of Northern Colorado. And number 44 is Nick Witherell, a 6'2" sophomore out of Phoenix, a transfer from Washington State. Josh, for the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tamani, he's assisted by Lee Cretion, Jesse Haskins, John Parker, and Scott Springhorn. The Penguins will be sending out number 20, Killian Larson, a 6'10" freshman. Number 22 is Austin Bryan, a 6'4" freshman. Number 31 is Mark Lewis, a 6-foot sophomore. Number 32 is Andrew McNally, a 6'2" sophomore. And rounding things out for Coach Tavani, number 33, Alex Ward, a 6'5" senior. Ward out of Reading. Penguins to our right. Antelopes off to the left. Penguins will be attacking the southern hoop for the first half. Penguins will be defending the northern hoop. Penguins moving from our right to left. Josh and I here in the opulent broadcasting area, high atop the eastern wall, looking down on center court of the area of play. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. In the middle for the mighty DUs. Alex Ward tipped out. Penguins on defense. Game number two underway. PacWest doubleheader tonight. Ladies, game already in the books. Went the way of the Antelopes earlier. Penguins on defense. Grand Canyon working the perimeter right now. DU's with some big-time defense, won't let him indoors. Now they flip it back outside. They get it over to Morin. Now he goes right side, off to Wesolowski, thrown away. Penguins pick it up. Lewis has it. Gets off away from him for an instant, but he gets it back. Penguins with the first steal of the night. No points scored yet. No whistles, no nothing. 35 seconds into it. Penguins now have it on the outside of the perimeter. They get it over to Ward now. He goes top of the key, gets it back over to McNally. McNally drifts back toward the lane, and it's swiped away by Justin Wesolowski. And the foul is called against Wesolowski, and that one's called against Killian Larson, the 6'10" freshman. Larson will go in there, number 20, and he'll be the first to the line, the first opportunity to score tonight.
How about Mark Lewis on that? He with the attempted assist. He went around, got fumbled with the ball on the back cut, was able to get the dish over his shoulder to Killian Larson, who almost came down with the shot before he was fouled. So great job by Mark Lewis in showing a lot of attention to detail on the court, Stu.
First one's missed. Second one's good. Penguins lead 1-0, Josh. 19:07 to go. Fans clock rolls. Inviting you to interact with us here at the broadcasting area on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. Josh gets all the messages, so please keep them clean. Bullet pass over the top from Justin Wesolowski. Zips through the fingertips of Gabby Gunja, the 6'8" junior from Cameroon. Gunja couldn't handle it. That one ends up in the lap of Jesse Mazza, the head trainer here at DU. Penguin ball alongside. They'll bring it up. No backcourt pressure. 18:50 to go. Fans, first half action. Oh, the Penguins almost gave it away. Somehow hanging on to it was Austin Bryan. He goes to Lewis. Lewis goes 360 on his own. Lewis off the glass. No! Oh, he had a clean look at it, and he runs into Gunja. Gunja throws the elbows, and the whistle goes the way of Gunja. That one's against Lewis, who got in there. Lewis, the 6-footer, up against Gunja, the 6'8" junior. He got nasty in there, Josh. That was nice work by Lewis.
Mark Lewis is listed at 6 feet?
Let's see. He sure is. Huh. I think that's with all of his with his shoes on. Maybe and four pair of socks. 18.5 to go. Lewis, an excellent offensive player. 18:18 to go. Josh, what are you implying? Why are you laughing, Josh? 1-0.
No comment on my end, Stu.
Here's a long three ball off by the Antelopes. No. Penguins can't get the rebound. Rebound by Marco Ramos, who has entered the game. Gunja's got it. He goes turnaround jumper. High off the window. Gunja! Good for two. Check it. It's Gunjo. Pardon me. 2-1. Penguins trail. Gunjo with the first bucket for the Lopes. Now Killian Larson. Good feed down low by McNally. McNally, the 6'2" sophomore out of San Francisco, found his teammate right under the hoop, and Larson buries the deuce, 3-2 Penguins.
Yes, sir. We talked about, Stu, before the game, we talked about how many D1 players are on this GCU squad. We have to admit, we got some D1 players of our own, especially Xander McNally, who once in the NCAA at the University of Denver was ranked in the top 10 in the country in steals. So Xander is definitely a great player here for the Penguins.
Gunjo now under the hoop, creating all kinds of trouble. He flips it over to Nick Witherill, who goes three ball left side. No. I don't even know if Witherill got any of the net. He sure didn't get any of the rim. The Penguins down with it. Penguins box out, it's not really much of a box out situation when it's an air ball. 3-2. Penguins on offense. Oh, Penguins almost walked with it. McNally goes 360, and he flips it off to Ward, goes for 2-5-2 Penguins. Inside of 17 minutes, fans. Penguins are on defense now. Witherell's got it. He goes top of the key after a poor pass. He manages to hold onto it. Ramos now goes down low to Gunjo. And Gabby Gunjo buries another deuce, and that guy has got some serious moves out of University of North Carolina, Charlotte. He's a transfer student, originally from Cameroon. Gunjo now with a rejection. Gunjo under the bucket. Right up against Austin Bryan. He tried to get the shot off of Gunjo. Now the Penguins on defense, and Xander McNally repays a favor. Sticks an arm over the top on the shot of Marco Ramos. Ramos didn't see him coming in there. Rejection City. 5-4, Penguins on top, 16:23. Radio.dominican.edu. Here we go, fans. Back underway. TJ Benson brings it up for the visiting Lopes. Oh, stolen away for an instant by Austin Bryan, but back in the hands of the Antelopes. Now they get it down low. Penguins try to hold on to it. That's Fox Mulholland, the 6'6" senior out of Mill Valley. He came out of Tam High, Josh, and Fox tips it out of bounds. Good heads-up play by Mulholland, 16:13 to go. Penguins up by one. Antelopes have it on the short side. They bring it in. between the circles now. They're going to slow things way down. TJ Benson, the 6 foot senior out of Tempe, gets it down low. Thrown away, but they get it back somehow. Ramos goes right side, falling away. Two ball on the way. Gunjo jumps up for it, can't get it. Penguins with the rebound. Right side, Mark Lewis, right side, comes up between the legs, flips it back over to the Penguins. Xander McNally goes three ball, top of the key. No. Missed it to the right side. Rebound Lopes. Well, back over to Ramos.
McNally had a wide open look there, Stu. Just didn't get enough air under the ball. But great, great shot choice, I thought, by McNally.
Oh, he had to take that. He had a clean look. You're absolutely right. Now a three ball goes up from the left wing by Stephen Morin, who got the start tonight. Three ball good. 7-5 in favor of the Antelopes. Two ball in transition. Austin Bryan up and under from the right to the left. Back up and over his head, 7-up. Josh is drinking one right now, 15-20 in the first half, and it is 7-up. Left side now, Lopes ball. Chili the Penguin in the house, fans. Always nice to see Chili here. Penguins on defense, now fading away. TJ Benson, very quick work from the top of the key, good. 9-7, Penguins in transition. Fox Mulholland has it stripped away. Big time rejection there by Morin. Morin back up to TJ Benson, who just scored, and a rejection for the Penguins on the part of Austin Bryan. Bryan has it, and now it's stolen back away by Ramos. Takes it himself. No. Penguins come down with it. Ward, nice rebound. 14:40 to go. 9-7, Penguins trail. Not a lot of shooting going on these last couple of series. Both teams stealing the ball back and forth, back and forth. 9-7, 14.5 to go. Left side, Penguins on offense. McNally flips it back to the top of the key. Now Alex Ward drives in right side over to Lewis. Lewis stutter steps, falling backward, buckling off the glass. Gunjo with the rebound. 14:20 to go, left side. As the Antelopes bring it up, good footwork there. Over to Morin, two ball, no. Deep, Penguins tip it out off the fingers of Gunjo. And out of bounds off of Gunjo, falling out of play. Heads up there, Josh, by Xander McNally, falling backward off the legs of Gunjo, out of play. Penguin ball, timeout, 14-10, 9-7 in favor of the Antelopes.
Well, the Penguins are doing a good job of staying on top of things and maintaining their composure, Stu. They haven't been flustered so far. They've been able to get some good defensive plays, and they've been playing solid all around. They match up pretty good with this GCU squad. I like to see how it looks down the stretch for the Penguins. But so far, great heads-up plays from the Penguins, not getting too tossed aside, not getting too knocked off balance, especially from Austin Bryan, who was able to drive down court, get that great reverse layup after having his shot blocked earlier. You see a lot of freshmen just cower down when things like that happen, but he showed a lot of confidence coming back up court and scoring a good bucket. The Penguins definitely have missed some open shots, though. I like to see those shots drop a little more, but right now GCU is giving them every opportunity to still stay in this game, and the Penguins are taking advantage of it. GCU still playing hard, pressing. They're not getting much shots to drop at all. So it's going to be a very close back and forth game, Stu, if things keep going this way. But I'm liking how the Penguins are looking coming out here in this conference matchup versus Grand Canyon.
Well, right now, Josh, it's very clear that Benson is leading the charge. But he's working Gabby Gunjo down low. And that Gunjo at 6'8" is really banging around down there, although Gunjo does not come back out onto the floor at the end of the timeout. In his place, it looks like Roni Tachuda. Tachua has entered the game in Gunjo's place. So Tachua's in there. And Kramer Doughty, a 6'2" freshman out of Lacey, Washington, is Doughty. He's also out there for the visiting Antelopes. 13:50 to go. Penguins now get it down low. Larson bumps it away, manages to hold on to it, 6 on the shot clock. McNally's got it, drives in, goes no look over to Al Flack. Foul, Flack passes back off with 1 on the shot clock, buzzer. Penguins do get it as they got the shot off and they get their own rebound after Al missed it, but at least he managed to get to the rim and reset the shot clock. Flack's got it right side, drives in baseline. Flack slams all over the place, back over into the hands of Bryan. Bryan now fakes, goes left, now goes right, back to Larson. Larson bangs one home and picks up a foul. No, he created a foul there, Josh.
Yeah, you don't want to create fouls unless their fouls are going your way. You want to make sure the other team gets the majority of fouls. But how about the play of Al Flack on that, Stu? Keeping the ball alive, moving it around. He's what I like to call a scrappy point guard. He's a guy that gets down there. He's a real hustle player. Gets all the shots. He'll take a lot of contact on the court. It looks like he's hustling around and fumbling. But Al Flack plays great basketball and has so for a few years here for the Penguins.
Austin Bryan with a foot foul there. He just instinctively threw the foot up there, Josh, and the ball came off of it, then came right off the tip of his foot, hit the referee, and then went out of bounds.
Yeah, so he almost caught the ref in the chin with that one.
Yeah, that'd be a quick little hello for
you. That was real Bruce Lee-esque of Austin Bryan.
That was, or Eddie Van Halen maybe. Over to the left side now. The Antelopes are working it out there, away from Josh and I. And, no, the Penguins are back on defense. Oh, it was stripped away by the Penguins, by Tachua. And the Penguins work it down to the other end. Big long two ball, no good. T.J. Benson with a rebound. He brings it up on the right side over to Alex Foster, a 6'3" freshman out of Phoenix. Foster goes over to the left side to Benson. Now they work it back down low on the left side to Wesolowski. Back over to the right side now to Doughty, who's come in. Foster, top of the key, 16 on the shot. Now back to Foster again between the circles. He calls out a different play. He switches spots now with Benson. Back to the top of the key, 8. Now they're running out of time, 6. Now the ball's loose, 4. Now it's a jumper by Tachuda. And it never hit the rim, but Al Flack with the rebound, another air ball. 12:08 to go. Flack hauls it in. McNally now down low with a low bounce pass, right side stripped away. Antelopes have it. McNally couldn't get it to go. It's taken down. And the Penguins pull up with the rebound. After Grand Canyon brought it in, they brought one a little bit high off the glass, Josh. Too much spin. 9-7, a scoring drought again. The Penguins will just slow things down as McNally, the 6'2" sophomore, between the circles, goes to the right side. It flips out of bounds, and Alex Ward jumped in the way of it to let the ball fall out of bounds. Into the fourth row of the grandstands, 11:41 to go. There's an immediate timeout, 9-7. This timeout brought to you by Best Buy in Marin City. Marin City, the last stop on this side of the Golden Gate Bridge. Marin City, Best Buy, proud supporters of DU Athletics. With analysis and 11:41 to go, here's Josh.
Well, Stu, not much has changed from my last analysis. Score is still 9-7. DU is down by 2, but they've played great ball so far, been able to get the rebound opportunities, getting those second shot opportunities too as well. And I like to see Dominican just push it a little bit more, but this GCU squad definitely doesn't mind playing that type of up-tempo game. As we know, Dominican likes to attack squads, Stu, with a lot of guards, a lot of fast play, doing a lot of stuff off the screen. And they're getting into the mode of doing that tonight. But we're seeing good play from Xander McNally defensively, as well as Alistair Flack, who's just scrappy and all over the place, able to grab the ball down. He's getting shots off. He's getting rebounds. He's doing everything that the team needs him to do. And that's what you need versus these teams in the Pacific West Conference who have this experience. You're going to have, you know, your veteran players, your older guys such as McNally and Flack and Alex Ward, play good ball and lead these younger freshmen who are playing this year, such as Austin Bryan and Killian Larson. But Austin Bryan, Killian Larson doing great so far, and I'm especially impressed with how we've seen Killian and Austin grow before us this entire season, Stu. I mean, it's been baptism by fire for most of these freshmen, but they've stepped up to the challenge, and I believe they're playing very well in their first season ever in the NCAA.
Got to be happy to be playing the big boys' ball, that's for sure. A lot of people in the house tonight, considering classes aren't even back in session yet. Josh, I don't know if I said it. Happy New Year to you. And in the game is Mike Wells. And we are back underway.
Happy New Year's to you too, Stu.
All right, thank you very much, sir. Xander McNally with the ball. He goes over to Al Flack on the right side of the head fake. Flack now drives in, 5 on the shot clock. Uh-oh, over to Wells, 3-2. Wells with a jumper over Goonjaw on the way. Short. And shot clock violation called against the Penguins. 11:22 to go. 9-7. Nobody scored.
Well, you know what, Stu? On that play, I was for sure that that ball was headed towards the rim, but just at that second, you know, Xander McNally, whether it was a reflex or not, jumped up and touched the ball last second. That probably impeded its forward progress, I would say, towards, you know, the rim. But, hey, you know, heads-up play by McNally.
11:07 to go as Flack is on defense. He slams into Goonja. Now backing up is Benson. 2 ball, right side, good. That was a 17-footer that was pure A. 11-7 now. Penguins haven't scored in a while. And just as I say that, Killian Larson with it. Oh, that was a nice assist by McNally to Larson with a big sky hook. That was crafty. Good play there by Larson, number 20. Larson at 6'10", the freshman, reins it in there. 11-9. Coming up on the end of the first quarter of play, Goonja with a turnaround jumper. Yeah, and Mike Wells keeps Goonja from getting it off.
I love how the Penguins are working hard on the help side defense, Stu. They're playing a lot of great help defense, not letting GCU get into their mode of play right now. They're being very fast, very strong, and very tenacious on the defense.
After Gunjo missed it, the Penguins with a rebound. They take it to the other end, and it's tipped out of play off of one of the Antelopes as Tachua comes out of the game. Nick Witherell re-enters the game. He's in there with Gunjo and Benson. Wesolowski, and there's one player I can't. Josh, I think that's Morin, and I am correct. Back underway, fans, 10:13 on the clock. 11-9, DU trailing. Inbounds to the midcourt to Alistair Flack. The senior out of Melbourne, Australia is Flack. He flings it over to the right side. Mike Wells has got it. 8 on the shot, Flack. 7, left side. 6, Alistair. 4. Oh, Flack softs it in from the left baseline. Josh, 2 ties it, 11 up. Inside of 10 minutes now, fans, after a pretty play by Alistair.
I'm telling you, Alistair ought to change his last name from Flack to Hustle, because that is exactly what he does for this Penguins team. He's a hustle player, and he provides you with that great energy off the bench this year, getting this team energized, hyped up, and getting some good points on the board.
9:35 to go, fans. Left side, Gunjo has it. He goes, foot fake, Benson. He wants to go up against Flack. Flack says, no way. Back over to Gunjo, 5. Drives in right side, 3 ball. On the way with 2. 1. Oh, no. And Killian had it. He ran into Al Flack, and it was conceded the way of the Penguins. All of the lobes broke away from the ball. It was a loose ball. Flack and Killian tripped over one another, and it's out of bounds off the Penguins. Timeout, fans. 9:20, 11 up. Penguins are right there, Josh.
Well, I guess, dude, the only thing bad about having more than one hustle player on the court, sometimes they might hustle right into each other, and that's what happened on that play. But great, great effort from Killian Larson and Alistair Flack. Right now, 11-all, the Penguins are still looking good. You know, when you played a lot of conference games, well, they haven't played a lot of conference games, but they played a lot of tough teams throughout the season, squads such as Santa Clara, USF, and that helps you out when you come to these big conference games. It settles you down. You know you can run with the big boys a little bit, and that's what being a part of the NCAA first year is about. It's getting used to the type of conference play, getting used to the competition, and adjusting, and learning how to make those adjustments in and out of games. And you know what? The Penguins are doing a good job of that right now. Lots of great hustle, and hopefully they can keep it up, which looks like they will with 9:20 left here in this first half. It's looking good so far, Stu.
9:20 is right, 11 up. Here we go, fans. Penguins will be on defense right under the hoop they're going after. GCU brings it in. They get it inbounds. The Penguins, nice defensive work. They get it to Benson between the circles, right side. Shot clock resets it to 29. Gunjo's got it. That guy is a presence and a half, and you'll hear his name all night long. 23 on the shot clock. Wesolowski's got it overhead. Gunjo goes between the circles. Witherell. Oh, with a foot fake. Loose ball. McNally had it for a second, but it goes back over to the Antelopes. Al playing some big defense against Benson. Flack is clapping his hands, and they call it against, off ball against the Penguins. Foul is called against Killian Larson. That's the second for the Penguins, the first for Larson. That was way off ball. I wasn't looking at Larson.
Well, I was looking at it the whole time, Stu, and you know what? To me, it looked pretty clean on the half of Killian Larson. I mean, Killian was playing very good defense, the only way you can play defense against a guy that size. But, I mean, he's done great so far in this game. I definitely think that was a little tic-tacky on part of the ref.
11 up, 8:50. Penguins defense off to our right. Morin's got it for the Antelopes. Visiting from Grand Canyon University. Alex Foster's got it. Now between the circles, left side, Gunjo faking the 3 ball. He flips it down low, but the Penguins, Fox Mulholland is right there to keep him blocked out. Now they go perimeter to 10 on the shot clock. Driving in right side, thinking about it, Foster. 2 ball on the way, too much glass. Tip back out, Penguins cannot get the rebound. Oh, Xavier Muldrow came into the game, stood right in there and took the big one. Oh, they call it against Muldrow, and I was looking right at him, Josh. He had totally come set. He stood right there as Wesolowski at 6'7", Xavier Muldrow at 5'9", and Wesolowski just slams little old Xavier to the floor. Xavier fell.
Well, I don't
fell
know
hard.
About that call. He came set.
That was a terrible call.
His feet were firmly planted on the hardwood, Stu, but
he
doesn't
right
go the
way in
there. The
he stood right in there and let Wesolowski slam him. Going to take one for the team there. And I think that was a poor call. And these guys usually get the calls right. The first one is missed from the line by Justin Wesolowski, the 6'7" sophomore. The second one's good, 12-11. Penguins are trailing in this one. In there, Xavier. In there, Fox. Killian, Mike Wells, and Austin Bryant. Oh, and a big three-pointer for Bryant from the top of the key. Wells hits Bryant, top of the key, right between the circles, Josh, and he pounds it home from about 22. Inside of 8 minutes, fans, Penguins' lead is two. Gunjo has got it. Now he goes back to the top of the key over to the right corner now. Penguins by two. Morin's got it. Stolen away, Mike Wells brings it up on the fast break. Mike Wells looks for somebody. Now he slows things down. There they go, Austin Bryant. Three ball on the way. Oh, Bryant off the front of the rim. Down with it. Larson had a chance at it. Larson tried to box him out. Instead, it's taken down by Wesolowski. Now left side on the way. Benson, two ball, game tied.
Actually, they give that three to Benson.
Oh, you're right. That's out on the wing. He was way out there away from us. Penguins trailing by one now, 7:23 to go. Xavier Muldrow's got it between the circles now. He just slightly left Mulholland. Back to Mike Wells on the left wing. Three ball on the way. Wells, ooh, a little bit short, goes off the top. Oh, what a tremendous save. Diving Fox Mulholland. Falls out of bounds. Throws it back in to Wells. What a save. 7 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins trail by one. Wells between the circles now. He's surveying. 19. He goes right side. Bryant with a foot fake. On the way, three. Bryant, oh, in and out. Hauled down by Gunjo. Marcos Ramos with the ball. Brings it up. He throws it over to Morin, who brings it to the right side. Back over to TJ Benson. Benson has Xavier Muldrow plastered to him. Three ball on the way. No. That three ball was attempted by Wesolowski, who's one of the big-time shooters for this squad. Taken down by Fox. Up to Xavier. Right side. Falling away. Bryan, two ball whistle. And they give it back to the Antelopes, Josh. They call that one against. Let's see. Yeah, they do call that one on Larson. That's off ball. That's his second. 6:24 to go. 15-14, the Penguins trail. This time out brought to you by Extreme Pizza in Center Fell, right there on 4th Street. You want pizza? You want it now, Josh? Make it extreme. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics.
No doubt about it. Extreme Pizza as well as the Marin Independent Journal. You can read about this game and more great games at Dominican University in the Marin Journal, where it's all about Marin. They're a proud sponsor of DU Athletics.
That's right. And our next broadcast, fans, Monday, January 18th, Penguins will welcome in Dixie State College into the Conlon Center. 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. Josh and I will be here, radio.dominican.edu. What do the Penguins need to do, Josh? Do they need to do anything? They're only down by one now. I'd say they're looking pretty good right now. The only thing that's going on in my mind is they're getting outboxed.
Well, you know, they're having trouble getting inside, but when we have seen them get inside, we've seen great plays from freshmen such as Killian Larson. Yep. And he's facing a guy who has him outsized in terms of weight, but in terms of height, Killian's matching up pretty well, but he's getting the correct plays. He's being very finesse guy against a guy who's very strong. So, you know what? I really have no criticism for the Penguins right now. They're playing a good game, and GCU's playing a great game. So it's pretty even right now. I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Agreed. A very exciting game so far, fans. All right, for the Antelopes, Witherell re-enters the game. For the DUs, Alex Ward also re-enters. 6:10 to go, clock rolls. Witherell's got it. Top of the key, right side. Stutter steps. Back over to Douliakis. That's Brandon Douliakis, who flips it off to the left side to Benson. Goes three ball, no. Benson ends up with the ball after the rebound by Witherell. Antelopes on offense, off to our right side. Witherell, stutter step. Loose ball, Mike Wells. Dives on it. Now Wells holds on to it, and he's trying to call a timeout. But Douliakis fell right on top of him. Douliakis is a 6'11 freshman out of Tucson. With 5:49 to go, the Penguins get it on the possession arrow. Clock rolls, fans, inside of 5:50. Here's Xavier Muldrow, second-year man. Stutter steps, flips it off now to the right side. Brian's got it. He goes back over to Fox. Mulholland drifts over to the right, goes to Mike Wells. Wells with a stutter step, fakes left, goes right, walks with it. Wells doesn't argue the call. Wells doesn't argue too much. When he does, it means something. You know, Wells is one of those players. He doesn't bark at every call. So when he does bark at something, you kind of stand up and take note. He didn't bark at that one, though, and I didn't see it. But he must have because he didn't argue it at all. Now it goes out of bounds on the pass off the fingertips of Alex Ward. Good hustle there by Ward. 5:24 to go. Penguins trail by one.
That is the one thing I'm seeing in this game, Stu, more than I've seen in any other game the Penguins have played this year, a whole lot of hustle. I mean, this is hustle equivalent to what we saw versus USF, where the Penguins were just up and down the court working as hard as possible in that first half. They're doing that same type of hustle here, and I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Morin with a three ball out on the right wing. 18-14. Penguins answer with two. Alex Ward, two ball. And the ref was saying something to the scoring table. I don't know what he said. He was pointing back toward the Penguin bench as he ran past. Penguins now on defense. Easy shot on goal by Brandon Douliakis from about 2 feet. He missed it. Deep. Came right back at him, and the Penguins with a rebound. 18-16. Lopes. Top of the key now is Xavier Muldrow over to the left side. Goes Mike Wells. Wells at 6 feet. 5'9" for Muldrow. Good foot fake by Ward. Drives the lane. Falls backward. Left side. Picks up the foul. He'll go to the line. Fouls on Ramos.
Smart move by Alex Ward to dribble around there, Stu. Not cough up the ball, but drive in, draw the foul, and go to the line. Get some points on the board for the Penguins. That's what you need to do in these close games, Stu. You can't just score at will and just try to shoot off and go everything every which way. You got to play smart basketball, and that's what the Penguins are doing right now, being very decisive, not being as conservative, but being very decisive and hustling a whole bunch on both sides of the ball.
Free throw from Ward goes back in the game for the Antelopes is Gunjo, back in the game for the Penguins. Flack and Lewis out for the DUs. Muldrow and Wells back to the line for the second one is Alex Ward, the 6'5" senior. Out of Reading on the way, backspin good. Game tied 18, 4.5 to go first half. Oh, this game is tight. Penguins have not won a conference game yet, Josh. Looking for their very first conference victory for the Penguin men. Penguin women did get their first conference victory against Hawaii Hilo. And now across the middle with a brilliant steal by Austin Bryan. He takes a jumper off the glass. Penguins up by two. 20-18. 4:09 to go with a steal and then the distance for two.
And that's why we call him the truth, Stu. Austin Bryan coming out of Wenatchee doing great things here for the Penguins, Stu. I mean, as a true freshman, he is definitely a lock-in for freshman of the year in Pac West.
Benson now with the jumper. Benson missed it. Gunjo with the rebound and the deuce. Tied up at 20. Lewis after the pass from Al Flack, who now holds up the left hand. Indicates the play. He's got Benson on him. Flack drifts around right side, picks up a screen from Fox. Flips it back off to Ward. Oh, Ward almost with a travel checker. That's Bryan now over to Ward. Ward with a stutter step against Gunjo. He's not going to get in there. Gunjo's just a little too tough, the ex-D1 player. Back over to Lewis now. Picks up the screen from Al Flack. Lewis drives the lane. Lewis off the glass. Good! 22-23, 20 to go first half. Penguins have committed 14 fouls while the Lopes have only committed two. Oh, the big-time steal from Lewis off to Flack. Softly good! All alone. Penguins in the backcourt after the big steal from Lewis. Unselfishly, Mark Lewis hands it off to the senior teammate, Alistair Flack, and lets Flack run it in with the easy two. 24-20 and a whistle. Now Lewis picks up his second. There's a timeout. We're inside of 3 minutes, fans. 2:57 to go. Penguins up by four. That's the greatest margin by either squad tonight. 2:57. Timeout. Penguins on top, Josh. And that's not something we've been able to say at all this year. The Penguins without a conference win.
The Penguins right now are looking great, Stu. I'm loving the hustle play. They're staying on top of things. They're playing heads-up defense. They're being heads-up and being offensively aware on the offensive side of the ball. You got to love what they're doing right now. I mean, they're matching up great with Grand Canyon. And this is the type of confidence builder you like in these games because it lets you know, okay, despite the fact we are without a conference win so far, we're doing good against GCU, who's a solid team in the conference. We're playing well. We're being smart. And you keep this momentum going, Stu. And that's one thing that will help you go into the game. You keep momentum on your side. Uncle Mo, as the player Mike Will likes to call it, and you keep playing well, and you keep making those smart decisions. But this is what happens when you have great play from your vets such as Alistair Flack, Mark Lewis, Mike Wells, Alex Ward, and just great play and heads-up plays from your freshmen such as Austin Bryan, who was able to break down court and get that steal with the easy layup. That's what it all takes to come together here and to be successful in NCAA, Stu. You need great, solid play from your veterans and great, great composure from your freshmen.
24-20, fans. 2:57 to go in the first half. Penguins are very, very hungry. And you know, Josh, in the wild, the Penguins are natural predators of antelopes. Of course, you knew that. You're a college student. 2:57 to go, fan.
I didn't even know antelopes and penguins were on the same
hemisphere.
Yeah. I mean, Antarctica, Africa, a little far.
Arctic Circle. I don't know.
We're going to work on our geography here in a minute.
We'll find out about it tonight. What is this? Marlon Perkins, Mutual of Omaha. Here we go, fans. Penguins are back on defense. And the Antelopes work in the perimeter. Good outside shot by Witherell. Took a good look. Gunjo with a rebound. Gunjo drifts back in to Witherell off the glass. Whistle, no bucket. Foul's going to be called against Flack, I believe. No. Fox Mulholland with the foul. That's his first. 2.5 to go, Josh. Penguins down by, check it, Penguins up by 4, but Witherell will go to the line. Penguins shooting 50% from the floor. That one's good. While the Lopes are shooting 30%, and that's the difference.
Zenner McNally's back in the game now for the Penguins, too, and that's going to add a lot more quickness and a little more precise moves on the offensive end than we've seen before.
Man, oh, man, the second one's missed. Attempting to box out was Roni Tachua. And Tachua really hit the deck hard, let out a big groan. Penguins with a rebound, left side, driving it in now is Brian. Oh, he drifts in from the left baseline, good! 26-21, 2:10 to go. TJ Benson has Al Flack all over him. Flack brings Benson up. Now the softy from down low. Roni Tachua goes in and draws a whistle. Foul is called against Austin Bryan. That's Bryan's first. And that's the seventh for the Penguins with 7:02 to go. Only one committed so far by the Lopes. Tachua to the line now. This is Roni Tachua, the 6'6" junior out of Cameroon.
You know what, Stu? One thing I like to, you know, just to note is the fact that this year being the first year in NCAA, we've seen a lot of recruits come in and out of Dominican and a lot of freshmen this year playing on all our squads that were recruited this last season. I mean, just the talent that we've had come in freshman-wide, fresh out of high school, is just astounding to me.
Yeah,
I mean, great, great players. I mean, guys like Austin Bryant, guys like Killian Larson, and not just on the basketball team. Softball, soccer, lacrosse, we brought in 18 freshmen. You know, it's good to see them here and playing well, you know, fresh out the gate.
You're right about that. They're not going to be intimidated by the NC2A because that's going to be all they've known. And now the Penguins, after the two freebies are made, the Penguins bring it up, and Fox Mulholland throws it into the Antelopes bench. No Penguin anywhere near that one. I'm not sure who it was even intended for, but the Penguins' lead is 3. Time on the clock is 1:41. Witherell's got it for the Antelopes. He gets it over to Gunjo. Top of the key now is Benson to Gunjo. Left side, softly, in, out, in! 26-25. 1:25 to go now. Penguins on offense. Here's Brian. He brings it up. He flips it off to Flack. Now they go left side. Ward drives in right side. Oh, Ward goes for the hammer slam, and Gunjo sticks an arm in there. I don't know if the foul is going to be against Gunjo or Wesolowski. It is Wesolowski.
I know the foul may be against Wesolowski, but the cops are coming to get Alex Ward after he tried to crucify somebody on that attempted dunk.
Well, he went in, and the rim was totally bent straight down.
Someone call 911.
Alex
Ward is not kidding at all. He's just came in with a lot of force. And you know what? He's not the biggest guy on the court right now, Stu, but just his power that he has from being a guy of his size just comes through. And
he generated a lot of speed and a lot of hops on the way up there and was easily going to slam it home before the foul. The first one's good. Here's the second one. 27-25 on the way. Good. And those are huge, Josh, as you know. Josh is one of those guys that loves free throws when they're made by the home team. 28-25, timeout, 1:16. This timeout is brought to you by Pasta Pomodoro at the Montecito Plaza. Pasta Pomodoro's right down there by Puentes Taqueria. You want tacos? Puentes. You want burritos? Puentes. The best burritos in town. Puentes Taqueria and Pasta Pomodoro for all the Italian stuff you want. Pasta Pomodoro, Montecito Plaza. Here's Josh.
You know, you ought to try their tortellini.
Oh, I have.
It's good stuff. With the white sauce?
Oh, yeah.
It's the best. No doubt about it. I'm telling you something else is
that's
the best.
A no doubt about it special
that's
right
no
there.
That's a no doubt about it special. Something else that's the best right now is DU's play on the court. Dominican University, just phenomenal. They're doing everything they have to do. They're getting to the line. They're playing smart defensively. They're not letting GCU get away with anything easy. They're making them work, which is one thing that I like to see the Penguins do. Make a team work defensively. Make them earn every point. Keep hustling and keep working, which is what Dominican is doing.
All right, fans, Josh and I will continue to work as well. 1 minute exactly, fan, in the first half. Fans, I meant plural. I didn't mean just one fan. I can see we have several hundred listening to us and a couple hundred in the house. Here's a long three ball goes off by the Antelopes. No, it's another air ball. That one hucked up there by Marco Ramos, a 6'6" senior out of Salinas. He's out of Salinas here in Northern California, but he plays for Grand Canyon. He throws up an air ball, and it goes out of bounds off of Gunjo. No, it didn't. It went out off of one of the Penguins, and they bring it back in bounds. It's tipped out of play by Austin Bryan on a rejection, but not before a big whistle on Bryan. That's his second. 47 seconds to go in the half, fans. 28-25 DU, but to the line will be Roni Chachua. 47.4 exactly, and now the referees want to confer on their way to the table. No, now they've discussed the matter, and I'm not sure what it was. But now they're in agreement, whatever it is, and here it is. That's what it was, Josh. They switched it. The foul against Mulholland, and that's his second, so not against Bryan as originally indicated. To the line is Chachua. And in the bucket is Chachua. Good shot there, 28-25. Josh, did they not give him the point? Oh, there it goes, 26. Chachua on the way, deep, tipped out by Gunjo. And who are they going to give it to? They give it back to the Antelopes as Gunjo dove on it with Ward. Ward and Gunjo were over there.
And they say it's out on the Penguins, too.
Yeah, you're right.
And that looked clearly out on Gunjo. He was fully out of bounds sitting in the stands, but.
Yeah, they gave it back to the Antelopes, and it's back underway. Tavani hated that call. Boy, did he not like that. Gunjo's got it on the left side of the baseline. He's being guarded very closely. Gunjo from 2 feet missed it. Rebound, Fox Mulholland tips it into the hands of Xander McNally in a whistle with 34 seconds to go now. And Roni Chachua. Chachua picks it up. That's his first. 30 seconds to go. Shot clock is off, fans. Penguins will bring it up. Penguins' lead is 2. Penguins want to get this last shot off, Josh. You know you like to score the last bucket before the half. 23 seconds now. Xander McNally has it between the circles, 19. He's going to go very slowly, 17. Now there's no pressure from Benson, 16. 14. 13. Left side, McNally goes top of the key. Penguins don't want to do anything dumb. Here's Ward, 8 now. Here's Al, flips it back up to the right side. Uh-oh, trouble, they're running out of time. Bryan on the way with 3, 2, it's in the air, 1. Oh, there it goes, and it falls on the buzzer, and they do not give it to him, Josh. The buzzer was buzzing, but the ball had not left the hand of the shooter before the buzzer started, although it had fallen before the buzzer ended. Tavani doesn't like that. The Penguins had 34 seconds with which to work to finish the half, Josh, and they were unable to get a single shot off before the shot clock ran out. 28-26. Josh will be back with our halftime extravaganza. All the stats, all the numbers, everything that matters. Coming up with Josh in just a few minutes. Please stay with us. Penguins lead by 2. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Here here on radio.dominican.edu. We're going to shout out where you can find more information on Dominican athletics, not just basketball, but every type of sport we have here at Dominican, on www.dominicanathletics.com. Or you can follow DU on Twitter on www.twitter.com/DominicanSports. I have a Twitter, you should get on there. Also, www.facebook.com/Dominican Athletics. Everybody has a Facebook. You should follow it. And never forget to check for all our broadcasts on radio.dominican.edu. At you now is none other than the outstanding voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn, has been broadcasting these DU sports for the past 10 years in the CalPAC NAIA. Now, his inaugural season in the NCAA. Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins.
Thank you very much, Josh. Fans, what a first half. Josh, you might want to make note on your roster. Alex Ward has changed jerseys. He's now wearing number 30. I'm not sure why. But I think he got his normal jersey. It was torn in the first half, I do believe. I'm not sure why, but he's wearing number 30 now. That's the only reason I can think of. Unless he grew in the first half. So Ward is wearing 30. Penguins up by two, 28-26. Penguins looking for their first win as a Division II NC2A school. Could tonight be the night, Josh?
It could be the night, Stu. It's looking that way so far. The Penguins are leading going into this second half.
I have not gone out on a limb ever to say it, but tonight I'm going to say the Penguins are going to do it. This is it, Josh. An official prediction has been thrown down by the voice of the Penguins. 28-26, we're underway. Turnaround jumper. Penguins with a rebound!
Well, I love predictions, especially if you're Muhammad Ali or Jimmy the Greek, but we'd like to see those predictions.
Broadway Joe.
I'll go with that one.
19 and a half to go. Penguins on offense, attacking the northern hoop at the Conlin Center. Moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Penguins now with a slow drifter from the right side. Ward goes up. Check it. Yes, that was Ward. Wearing number 30 with a sky hook. No. Quick transition. Lopes. Take it down. Killian Larson with a rebound. 28-26.
How about the big boy rebound there by Killian Larson? Snatching it down, not being denied.
Well, I like that. At 6'10", that's the man I want. Now Gunjo with a big rebound off the Penguins. Alex Ward hurls up an air ball. Oh, was that Xander McNally? Yeah, it was McNally. And now a two ball. Check it. That was a three ball by TJ Benson from straight away, top of the key. Penguins trailing by one. 29-28, fans, 18-44. January 14th. 2010, the big prediction, Penguins' first NC2A Division II win. Is that possible? As Mark Lewis drives the lane right side against Gunjo, sends Gunjo flying, and the foul is called against Gunjo. I thought Gunjo came set there, but Lewis will go to the line with a chance to tie the game as Tavani claps the hands together, rooting him on. 18 and a half to go when we resume. For now, Mark Lewis to the line. 29-28. On the way, Lewis? Yes. Game tied, 29. And those are big. Very big. One more to go. Lewis back to the line.
Free throws are essential, Stu, especially in close games like these. Good teams make good free throws.
On the way, Lewis. That one's good. Penguins lead is one. 30-29. 18-32 to go. The clock rolls. Here's Benson. He brings it up against Lewis. Lewis is pumped after knocking those two down. Those are big to open the second half. After the big three ball was made by the Antelopes, and a great steal there with some fancy footwork by Austin Bryant. Got away from the Lopes. Now they get it down low. Killian Larson goes off the backboard. Too low. Too much rim. He had all the time in the world, Josh, and he rushed it. Gunjo with a rebound. Passes it off to Benson, the six-footer. Oh, in the backcourt. Called against Benson. Benson had Mark Lewis in his mug. Lewis forced the loose ball into the backcourt, and the Penguins get it on the turnover. Penguins on offense, up by one, Josh.
I called Mark the Iron Man last year, and he's playing a whole lot like that now.
Uh-oh, and now a jumper goes up by Brian, and a whistle, and the bucket goes down. Antelope's bench comes up. They give him the bucket. And the three-point play Foul is called against Lewis, and that's his third. Lewis out of Canyon Country is a 6-foot sophomore. To the line with the deuce was Morin. Lewis is going to get ripped here, no doubt, as Alistair Flack will come in his place. Before the free throw, Flack back in there. Lewis gets ripped. Free throw good. Penguins trail by two, 32-30. Josh, I got a feeling this one's going to come right down to the wire before my prediction of the Penguin win takes effect. But we'll see. We'll just see. As it stands right now, the Penguins trailing by two, 17-13, 17-31. Over to the right side, Ward. They get it over to McNally. Now top of the key. Back over to McNally. Back over to Al. Eight on the shot clock, Flack. Right side, Penguins. Six. Driving in, Brian. Jumper. Oh, it falls in, out, in, out, in. That was a shooter's roll, as announced by the overhead announcer. 32 up, 17:04 to go, fans. Down low, Gunjo. He's up against Killian Larson. Larson's not going to let him in there. Here's a long jumper by Nick Witherell for the Antelope. Short. Down with it. Left side is McNally. He goes back over to Flack on the left. No. Now they reset the play in between the circles. Brian now picks up a screen on the jumper. Brian straight away. Deuce! 16 and a half to go, fans. Good play there by Austin Brian as the clock rolls. 34-32 Penguins. Penguins have not won a conference game yet. Their first year in the NC2A. Could tonight be the night? Voice of the Penguins says so. We'll just have to see. Do I have some insider information, Josh? You'll know in 16 and a half minutes. Here's Gunjo. Right side, flips it over to the left side. Now Witherell. Now back to the top to Gunjo. 13 on the shot. Gunjo resets the play. You don't see Gunjo taking the point too often, but he drives in right side, and he gets right around Sokol. And Tavani hates that. The Penguins are out of position, and the game is tied at 34-15. 52 to go in the second half, fans.
Yeah, he was able to Jill pass Killian Larson on that one, Stu, but Killian just came over a little too late on the defensive end. He almost could have got the foul there, but the refs didn't see it.
Penguins give it up as Morin brings it up the left side after the steal into the hands of Benson. Now he's going to reset with 15 and a half to go. 34 up. Over to Benson. Now left side Morin. He wants to shoot at something terrible. He's up against McNally over to the right side slowly. Methodically, Morin, left, Benson, 10 on the shot, Benson, 9, Benson drives in, right side, 7, on the way, 3 ball, Morin, no, tipped out of bounds, they give it back to the Antelopes, it goes out of bounds, clearly, off of Wesolowski.
That was the worst call I've seen, it went out of bounds, clearly off the hands of Wesolowski.
That was the worst call I've ever seen, and now it's been turned over, finally another ref intervened. Thankfully, these guys want to get it right, Josh. And first they called it out off of the Penguins, but it was clearly out off of Wesolowski. 15-15 to go. 34 up. Timeout has been called. And this timeout is brought to you by Best Buy and Marin City. Marin City Best Buy, that's where I go for my electronics. Marin City Best Buy, proud supporters of DU Athletics. 34 up, 15-15 second half. Radio.dominican.edu, here's Josh.
No doubt about it. You mentioned that last call. There's not many times I feel like getting out of the booth and running onto the court doing something stupid. Yeah. That definitely was one. I'm glad the other ref came in, intervened, and said, hold on, I'm going to let you know before these people crucify you out here that
Josh,
was out of
bounds. Josh, I'll give the refs props for that.
I do.
They ran right back in and corrected it.
You say you made a mistake. We're going to fix it. We're going to call this game right. And that, you know what? I commend the referees for that.
Shout out
to all the great referees in the Pacific West Conference.
Good call.
No doubt about it. But that's a no doubt about excitement.
Yeah,
but, Stu, you know what? Right now, DU is, you know, they're having a little bit of trouble in terms of getting the ball down the court and scoring in transition. They did a lot better scoring in transition the first half off of the mistakes of GCU. But right now, Dominican is just going to, I think they have to limit as much as they're fouling. They're going to have to be able to play a little more smart, move the ball around. I like to see them run a little bit of offense here. And, you know, then at times when they get the opportunity, still push the tempo and try to get some transition scores. But GCU is not letting up right now, Stu. It's going to be a pretty even game, and I see this one going down to the wire.
34 up, fans. And we have a prediction on the table. And that doesn't happen very often around these parts. But there is an official prediction. Tonight is the night that the Penguins pick up their first conference victory. Some said it would take a lot longer than three games. But we'll see. Now the Penguins bring it up. Very quick transition. Bring it around. Oh, they get it to Fox Mulholland down low, but Gunjo sticks an arm in there. Foul on Gunjo. Boy, it was a clean look for Fox Mulholland left side and Gunjo. And Gabby Gunjo picks up his second. 15:01 to go. Fox to put the Penguins ahead. He'll get two. Two team fouls committed by the Antelopes. One committed by the Penguins. The first free throw is good, and Josh is happy about that.
Always happy. Good teams shoot good from the line, Stu.
Here's Fox, 34. On the way, backspin, deep. Tipped out. Penguins cannot get the rebound. Wesolowski hauls it in. 35-34 Penguins on defense. Wesolowski foot fake left side. They get it back outside to the top of the key. Now they bring it back over to the right. Over to Chachoa. Oh, and the Penguins with a rebound. Bringing it up very quickly as McNally gets it over to the right side. Very softly, Al Flack buries the news with a good head fake. Flack with a nice assist by McNally. To say it was a nice assist is an understatement. It was a perfect pass. He found the soft spot. There was Flack right under the hoop, the 6'1" Australian.
Like I say about Al, his favorite dance is the hustle, Stu. He knows how to hustle. He works hard on the court, and he is pedal to the metal all the time.
37-34, Penguins lead is 3, 14-15 to go. Gunjo gets it to the top of the key to Benson. Now they flip it inside, left side, Wesolowski, bucket 2. Foul is called against Austin Bryan. Wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah, I was correct there. It's on Bryan, and the Wesolowski bucket counts. He'll go to the line with a chance to tie it. 14-10 fans on the way as Gunjo has hit the bench. Oh, free throw is missed. Rebound, Alex Ward. Oh, Al Flack heaves it the length of the court. All the way down there, finds Bryan for three. No, tipped out of play, and it went out of bounds clearly off of Ronnie Chachoa. And the foul is called off ball against Flack. The foul is against Flack, and so they're going to give it back over to Grand Canyon. 37-36, Penguins on top. Big lead for the DUs.
Coach Brad Tavani wasn't happy with that one, so he's over there having a few words with the referee himself.
Yeah, I didn't see what Flack did. I just saw the ball was clearly out off of the Antelopes, but then they gave it back to him because of the foul against Flack. 13:45 to go. Clock rolls. Over to the right side is Benson. Benson's way out on the wing. He doesn't want to shoot it. Penguins do not have a big team in there right now, but a very fast team, a very agile team. From the right side now, a 6-foot drifter by Foster goes. 38-37, Penguins trail now. 13:25 go. Wesolowski credited after Foster missed it. Wesolowski with the finger roll. Penguins now hand it back off. On the way around is Bryan. He drives in left side. No. Whistle. And they'll call it against Wesolowski, I believe. Boom, boom. That's 2-2. That's Wesolowski. That's his third. Wesolowski getting close. 13:15 to go.
Wesolowski's definitely not happy about that one. Having himself some words with the ref after that. But
yeah.
You know what? Sometimes they go your way. Sometimes they don't.
Austin Bryan to the line. Wesolowski doesn't want to get to 4. Because once you get to 4, then you're only 1 off of 5. So with his left foot on the line, a wide. Let's see. How you call that? That is a very closed stance. I was about to say wide open for Bryan. But Bryan with the left foot on the line closes the stance up and knocks it down to tie the game. Fox out. Killian Larson back in. Larson is 6'10", freshman. Same height as Josh. Second one is on its way, and it's missed. Penguins are making 1-for-2 on the freebies all over the place, but that's about all they can muster. So that's two important second-half free throws that have been missed by the DUs, and Gunjo has re-entered. I hate to say, because Gunjo has been so tough on the Penguins tonight. Now bringing it up is Alex Foster. He goes over to the right side, Benson. Flips it back outside, left wing, Ramos. On the way, Benson, 3-ball, 41-38, the Penguins are trailing now, 12:45 to go. Bringing it up for the DUs is McNally. He's between the circles, right side. Now he moves over to the left, he gives it off to Al on the right. McNally, down low, in the corner. Bryan, back to the left wing. Oh, they fire it down low and throw it away right into the hands of Ramos. Ramos takes it the distance. Ramos on the way. Ramos coast to coast softly. 43-38, timeout, 12-19. Tavani with a timeout, Josh. And all of a sudden, the Penguins are looking sloppy, throwing it away. He wants the big timeout, the one-minute job, 12-19. And I think Tavani's going to want to change all kind of things up right about now, Josh.
Well, you definitely have to execute better offensively on that play. Xander McNally thought he saw an opening there to pass it down low and didn't quite get it there all the way. It was snatched away by a defender. But, you know, you can also credit the great defense by GCU. Let's not take anything away from the Antelopes. They're playing solid. They're still in this game, and they're making all the shots that count to keep them in this game. And now ahead, 43-38, the great, great shot by Foster. You know, you got to commend them for it, Stu. They're playing hard basketball, and this is what NCAA ball is all about, the Pacific West. It's going to be tough games throughout the season for the Penguins, but how exciting that we get to call them here on radio.dominican.edu.
You are listening to NC2A Division II Penguin Basketball from Dominican University of California. This is Stuart Horn, along with my lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson, bringing you live basketball action from the Conlin Center. Josh and I are sitting in the opulent broadcasting area, high up on the eastern wall, looking down on center court, the area of play here in the Conlin Center, the magnificent stadium here on campus from which the games are called, in which the games are played. 12-19 to go. 43-38, DU ball. Penguins got a little work to get it going here, Josh, and here we go. 12-16 to go, the clock rolls. Xander McNally calls out the play as Mike Wells has re-entered the game. Now Ward's got it, he goes right side to McNally. He heaves it across to Killian Larson, he goes up and in, and it rattles around and goes down. 43-38, they switch it to 40. Penguins down by three. Long three ball on the way. Morin good.
You can't let those shooters spot up like that, Stu. Penguins got to work harder on getting back on the defense and not letting this team kill them with threes.
46-40 now. Antelopes answer the two with a big three. Al now just playing catch outside the arc. Down low, Killian. On the free throw line. Oh, Larson almost threw it away, but Al got in the way of it. Good job there by Flack. 11-25, left side now. Driving in is Ward. Ward goes for the hammer jam and missed it, Josh, from 1 foot. I thought it was in.
I think he was thinking about going for the dunk there and midway decided he wanted the layup instead.
Yeah, it's one of those shots you need to commit to. You either commit to it or you don't. And you're right, I think he thought otherwise halfway there. 46-40 while he was in the air. Coming up on 11 minutes, fans. Here's Chichua. He goes top of the key. Benson three ball. Horseshoe out. Penguins do not get the rebound. Back into the hands of Ramos. He flips it back to the top of the key to Benson. Benson goes right side, now back over to Ramos on the left wing. He drifts out. He's got Killian Larson on him. Now McNally, guarding Benson. Uh-oh, Benson breaks away. Long one from three. Morin, three ball, no, tipped out. Larson, is it going to go for the Antelopes? Larson was off balance, and he could have pulled down the rebound. 46-40, 10:38 to go. Media timeout. This timeout's brought to you by Extreme Pizza and Center Foul, Josh. Extreme Pizza on 4th Street. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics. Also brought to you by The Broken Drum. They're on 4th Street, too. So here's what you do, Josh. You go down to Extreme. You get a little dinner. Get the round one. Head on down to The Broken Drum. Pick up two round ones. How about that? Wait, are you 21 yet?
Almost.
Well, when you turn 21, it's a great little brewery.
Give me a few months here. Give me a few months.
All right, The Broken
Drum. I will be right there.
Well,
at The Broken Drum
is a nice restaurant / microbrew.
No doubt about it.
That's a good spot to be, The Broken Drum. Down there on 4th Street, right by the old Rafael Theater, the historic landmark. And Extreme Pizza on 4th Street is right across the street from another one of our wonderful sponsors here at DU, Citibank, right there on 4th and Heatherton. Citibank, you go to Citibank, cash machine. Boom. Extreme Pizza right next door. Boom. Broken Drum. Couple brews. On your way to DU for the basketball game. How's that sound?
That sounds good. Can I give our listeners a place to spend some of that great money also? If you don't feel like going to the Broken Drum or Extreme Pizza, you can go to TNB Sports. Proud sponsor of DU Athletics. Since 1946, Stu. 1946. That's around your birthday, right? A little bit.
Well,
then.
64, 46, 46, about the same.
You know, let's mix them up a little bit. You can look up all their merchandise online, www.tnbsports.com. Matter of fact, the Nike socks of which I'm wearing, from TNB Sports.
Where else?
Hey, nowhere else.
46-40, fans, 10:38 to go. Short side now. Penguins, a massive disadvantage. And a five-second violation as Alex Foster for the Antelopes could not get the ball in. And that was a huge play by the Penguins as the Antelopes had a real disadvantage. Or they had the advantage. The Penguins had the big disadvantage there as they were bringing it in on the short end right under the hoop at which they were attacking. Instead, the Penguins have it. They take it the distance. Mike Wells off the glass. Whistle, go! Mike Wells! Holy cow, Mike Wells gets it to drop amid heavy traffic. 46-42, Wells will get a chance to bring the Penguins within three with 10:20 to go.
Way to finish by Mike Wells. That's one good thing you like to see from your guards, too. When they drive in, they take those shots to draw the foul. You love to see them finish, get the opportunity for the three-point play. Dominican is still in this game, Stu, and it's a great one. As Mike Wells is at the line, he'll go ahead and shoot his first.
On the way, and it goes, Josh. And that's all he gets. His first is also his last, at least in that three-point sequence. And Wells makes all three of them, 46-43. 10:13 to go, fans. Just coming up on the end of the third quarter of action tonight. Penguins do not have a conference win yet. Could tonight be the night? Some say so. We'll see. Grand Canyon's playing a pretty tough. And I'll tell you what, Canyon's playing tougher in the second half, Josh. So see if the Penguins can also bring their game up a little bit as Gunjo gets tied up under the hoop. And the Penguins get the ball on the possession arrow after the jump ball. Good play there after the Penguins. Killian Larson got an arm in there for a massive rejection. It ended up getting tied up with Austin Bryant. So Al Flack will bring it up. Possession arrow, Penguins. 9:45 to go. Al slams right into TJ Benson. And that's Benson's first. But the fifth in the second half for the Antelopes. To bring it in, Mighty Penguins, is Austin Bryan right in front of the broadcasting area. He throws it in to Mike Wells. Wells, a junior communications major. And he flips it off to Al Flack, who goes left side. Flack tries to find Larson down low. Instead, it goes off the knee of TJ Benson and goes out. Benson slams the hands together, but it went out off of his knee. Wells wears number 10. Flack wears number 3. Trey Putnam's old number. For those of you who know the history of DU basketball, here's Flack. 3 ball on the way. Oh, Al, a little bit short. Finger roll by Killian. No. And they're going to give it back now. They're going to give it to the Antelopes. I thought Killian had a good play at it.
Well,
but the foul is called against Killian Larson. That's his third, Josh.
Well, Al Flack shots, dude, definitely looked online right there. I thought it was a pretty good look. He had a step there on the defender. But you know what? Some of those, sometimes they fall, sometimes they don't. You got to maintain the pressure and keep hustling.
On the left wing now is Alex Foster. Xavier Muldrow gets ready to re-enter the game. We're coming up on 9 minutes. Oh, loose ball. Somehow the Penguins cannot come up with it. They get it down low to Gunjo, who goes up against Larson. Gunjo walks with it, and Larson would not allow him in there. Gunjo comes up smiling, and the coach doesn't like it. Coach is really screaming at him, and I think he's going to yank Gunjo. And that's one guy I would not yank if I would not want to see yanked. No, instead, Travis. Let's see. Let me get this right. Nick Witherell has re-entered the game in place of Alex Foster. So I guess Foster was the guy who was getting the earful from the coach. 8:58 to go, fans. 46-43. Penguins trail in the second half. Bringing it up now is McNally. McNally hands it off to Xavier Muldrow, who retreats between the circles. He gets it to Killian at the top of the key on the right side. Killian sets a screen for Muldrow. Now with a foot fake goes Bryan. Left side, fading away, drifter. Oh, and it falls. Josh, what a play. The buckling drifter by Bryan brings the Penguins within one. 46-45, DU trailing. Down low, loose ball. Mulholland comes up with it, 8:25 to go. Over to the right side, here's Xavier Muldrow. Kick out. Fox Mulholland, 3 ball on the way. Gone knocks down the three from the left wing. 48-46, DU back up. 8:09 to go. Oh, no. Benson goes up. He's blocked by Killian. No foul. Penguins with the ball. 8:02 to go, fans. Penguins on offense. Penguins are going to bring it up now. Slowly, McNally picks up a screen from Fox Mulholland, who just hit the massive three. Oh, he's all alone on the left wing, and why didn't he shoot it, Josh? He found himself all alone. It was crossed up, and they're going to give the ball to the Antelopes. Timeout. Josh, I don't know who's going to get the ball back.
Well, we have a man down on the court right now, Stu, it looks like. Oh, no, he gets up.
That was Gunjo. He was lying there forever, but he got up, and I think he's just getting a little tired because Gunjo's been in there almost all the minutes. He's lumbering across back toward the Antelopes bench, and nobody knows whose ball it is. The coaches are all pointing either way, and they're going to give it back to the Antelopes. So finally, they've cleared that up, 7:45 to go. They use half the timeout trying to figure out whose ball it was going, which direction it was going. 48-46, Penguins on top, 7:48 to go, and now with a little analysis, the junior broadcasting sensation, Josh Johnson.
Dominican has started to build some great momentum. I mean, shots from Foss Mahola and Austin Bryant just bearing it down, getting the steal also from Killian Larson. I mean, this is what you love to see, Stu. Solid play from your freshman. I mean, phenomenal play from your freshman, if you ask me, this whole season. And then just great, great, solid leadership from your vets who are on the court. You got to love it. They play great, and they play fast, Stu. And I like the fact that when Dominican gets ahead, they gain some momentum. They continue to push the tempo, and they keep hustling. There has been no letdown. This has been a close game throughout. Every team's been battling out. This is a toe-to-toe brawl, Stu, that we are witnessing here in the Collins Center. If you're not here, I don't know what you're doing. You should get down here to the Collins Center. If you're in San Rafael area just listening in your house, you should hop in the car, pack up the kids, pack up the whole family, drive them down here to the Collins Center and watch this great, great matchup between the Antelopes and the Penguins.
All right, Josh.
46. I'm loving it, Stu.
PacWest, by the way, mentioned Wesolowski, top 10 honor roll for this week. So Wesolowski's been on a good roll. 48-46, fans. 7:46 to go. 7:48 to go. Pardon me. 14 fouls committed by the Mighty Penguins, 5 committed by the Antelopes from Grand Canyon University. Canyon in the house at the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. We're back underway now. The Penguins are on defense. Penguin bench insisting on D. Penguins lead is 2, 21 on the shot. Back over to Roni Chachua, and Chachua, cha-ching, throws it out of bounds. Cha-ching for the Penguins. Chachua, intended for Alex Foster, goes into the hands of the Antelope bench. Penguins have the ball. 7:26 to go. Fox, top of the key. Uh-oh! Stolen away by Chachua. He goes up against Mulholland and the hammer jam. Takes it all alone against Muldrow, I should say. Stole it away on the pass intended for Muldrow. It was all alone and took it the distance and slammed it down, Josh. And I thought I felt the earth shake from here. So extreme was that slam. That was like an extreme pizza, only it was a hammer jam. And now Killian Larson with a turnaround jumper. Good. And whistle. Penguins by 2. After Larson, 6:59 to go. Larson will go to the line. See if the big man can shoot him.
Who says this guy's a freshman? I want to check Killian's birth certificate. He's playing like a senior right now, Stu. Turn it around.
I don't.
Well, we don't because we get him for another 3 years.
That's right.
It's great to have a guy like
that. The only thing
you
can do is knock years off of his registry. He misses the free throw, though. Ouch. 50-48, though. So good shooting there by the freshman, 6'10", Larson. But he missed the freebie, which Josh doesn't like. Benson goes 360, backs up. Penguins heavy defense. Chachua. Goes back to the top of the key with 18 on the shot. Now they get it back over to Wesolowski. Foot fake Foster. Thinks about it. No. Driving in left side. On the way. Straight up. Uh-oh. Game tied. Marco Ramos, a 6'6" senior out of Salinas, ties it at 50. 6.5 to go, fans. Second half. Bringing it up. McNally goes left side. Muldrow sets up a screen for Ward. Back to Xavier. Left side, drifting in, back outside Ward. Xavier had nowhere to go there. He broke in, but he was unable to penetrate. With 12 on the shot clock, nice no look over to Brian and a whistle. Out of bounds, Chachua was chasing that one down. Witherell in place of Chachua now. Witherell back in there, 6:03 to go, Josh. Game tied, 50. Ball, Penguins, short side. Witherell, very close. Penguins have 5 seconds to get it in. Inbounds to Alistair Flack, all the way down. 7 on the shot clock now. Al has to respond very quickly. Ward off the glass. Uh-oh, problems. Rejection. Ball antelopes. Turnover. 50 up. Oh, Witherell almost got it away, but they get it back over to the hands of Foster. Goes top of the key. Now they go back over to Benson, now down low. On the right side, 5:45 to go. 25 on the shot clock. Driving in against Larson. The softy off the hands of Ramos and a whistle, and they call it on. They call it on Killian Larson, Josh. Can you believe that's his fourth, too, and that's a killer. 5:41 to go, and the Penguins call a timeout. And that's what the Penguins needed. They really needed a timeout there because that looked like a sure thing. Larson picks up his fourth. 5:41 to go. Here's Josh.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that call on that one, Stu. Looks like Killian was playing pretty solid defense. If anything, he got the elbow put into him. But you know what? We'll go ahead and settle with that one. 50 all, Stu. I'm liking the play from the Penguins right now. They're really playing tough. They're keeping hustling. There's little bitty mistakes that we're seeing, maybe little bobble balls, not being able to get the rebound. But still yet, they're hustling and they're working hard against this team that we're definitely outsized by. You know what? We're not going to keep making that excuse. That's been the story. That's going to be the story all season.
Yeah.
We're going to be outsized. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be a little bit outmanned by some of these other teams in terms of, you know, total build, in terms of physicality. But right now, we're hustling and we're doing what we do best, which is play our type of ball. You don't have to worry how to play their type of ball. You got to play your type of game, and that's what Dominican is doing right now.
Yeah, you're right. They have been doing it all night. Marco Ramos to the line. Ramos is 6'6" senior. He wears O.J. Simpson's old number, 32. On the way. Good. 51-50 in favor of the Antelopes. With 5:41 to go, Ramos to the line. For the second of two. On the way, missed it right. Penguins with a rebound. Ward hauls it in to Al now. And McNally brings it up right across the insignia, right in the middle of the house, the Conlin Center, the big D. That mean-looking Penguin D right in the middle of the house, McNally. Penguins have 15 to work it. Now they get it back outside. Three ball, Brian. Yes. Man, oh, man, can that Brian make it when he needs to, Josh? 53-51.
I'm telling you, Stu, if Austin Brian was a mathematician, he'd count by threes. This guy can drop a three from any which place he wants to, Stu.
5:02 to go, fans. Penguins on top by two. And now they work it down low. Penguins on defense. Wells got an arm up there. Now that wasn't Wells, that was Ward, got an arm up there. And Ramos with a two to tie it, 53 up. Penguins back on offense, Killian. Now they go back over to the left side. Ward thinking about it. He wants to do something with it. Now they get it back over to Brian. I got to get it in the hands of Brian. The hot shooter right now is Brian just buried that three, but Brian's good for about 17 a game minimum. Right side, Ward falling away. Softly, too much glass. Tipped out. Penguins, no Penguins under there with the rebound. 4:20 to go. 53 up. Penguins on defense now. Timeout. Antelopes with a timeout, Josh. And you got to give them credit. That's a smart time to pull it once you tie the game and then manage to haul in the rebound. That's a good time to call a timeout. This one's coming right down to the wire. 53 up, fans, with the final 4 minutes of the game tonight. Like to remind you, our next broadcast is Monday, January 18th. Dixie State in the house. Josh and I will be here. 5:30 women, 7:30 men. Radio.dominican.edu. And we will be broadcasting worldwide. Did I mention that? Worldwide broadcast as usual.
From San Fran to Japan?
From the Yukon to the Euphrates.
From Mumbai to Dubai.
Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond.
As well as the ships at sea and troops abroad.
And all that.
Yes, sir.
Radio.dominican.edu, 4:15 to go, 53 up. Penguins looking for their first conference win.
It can happen tonight.
Penguins are positioned nicely. If they would like to make it happen tonight, they could make it happen tonight. Let's see if they will. Some of us have gone out on a limb to say that they will. And considering the Penguins' first year in the NC2A, the Penguins never been here before, some might say that takes some guts. Alistair Flack with the rebound. Rebound, I almost called him Reflex. Alistair Flack pulls down the rebound, brings it up for the Mighty Penguins, who have tied this one, 3:44. Al, back to the top of the key. Now Tavani insists that Flack break in back toward the hoop. You may have heard the pounding on the floor. Now they get it back down low to Brian. Turnaround jumper. No, Brian couldn't get it to fall. Wisolowski with the rebound. Ah, Penguins had a golden opportunity there as Foster brings it up. Now they go back into the corner to Chachua. Chachua gets it off to Wisolowski. Now they're just playing some catch over to Benson. Benson's been a Penguin killer all night. Great point guard is TJ Benson. Over to Foster now, left side. He moves it around, tipped out of bounds. Now they want to they want to call it out off of Alex Ward, and they do call it out. Ward with a nice heads-up move there. Timeout now has been called. That's immediate timeout. So that's not credited to either team, but I'm sure both teams appreciate it. 53 up, 3:07 to go when we come back. Penguins better get on the bench, get the dry erase board in the hands of the coach. Let's figure out what we're going to do here in the final 3 minutes of play, Josh.
No doubt about it. I think the Penguins are just going to have to tighten up in this side of play. This is when it comes down to coaching, actually, Stu, I would like to say.
Agreed.
You know, you get late in these games, it's all tied up. 3 minutes left in the second half. It's going to take a lot of great mind power by both coaches. It's going to be a chess game from here on out to figure out how to get the openings, where to find the creases in the defense, where to spot up your shooters, how to utilize your entire team. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Tavani pull some more guys off the bench and try to mix it up with players that he had earlier in the game, such as Mike Wales or even Mark Lewis. And you know what? You never know. If this game gets tight enough, we might see more of the shooters such as Brett Poncha or Austin Bryant be able to come into the game and try to pull more threes for the DU squad. You know, it's 53-53. It's any person's game right now, Stu. And then pretty much it's 0-0 if you look at it that way. It doesn't matter. No one can win when the score is all tied up. So it's 0-0, and one team's going to have to come out and make a statement. It just depends who's that going to be.
3 minutes to go, fans. End of the timeout is here. 3:07 to go. 53 up. Team fouls, not an issue. Except that Tyler Sokol has four. Josh, will the Antelopes be sending Gunjo back out there? No, they don't. They leave him on the bench for now. I'll bet you we haven't seen the end of Gunjo, though. Here we go. Antelopes have it off to our left on the short end. They heave it inbounds. Penguins steal it. Ward's got it all alone. Ward takes it the distance. Slams it down. Ward for two. Whistles. No whistle. Penguins up by two. Oh, what a play by the Penguins. The Penguins were at a severe disadvantage there. The Antelopes had it right under the bucket. They're going after. And Ward with a steal take and the double hammer jam.
That's
in the backcourt. Stolen away now by McNally. Goes left side and a whistle. And terrible pass by TJ Benson. And now they want to see if they're going to get the T called against Benson. Benson on the steal. Tavani wants the tee. They call it a foul, but not flagrant.
I don't know. That looked like a horse collar to me, if any, Stu.
Boy,
I'm sorry.
Benson stuck the arm in there, fans. Tried to wrap him up.
I won't say that's intentional, though. You know, because Benson was running full speed. He was a little off balance there. He reached forward to try to go for the ball. McNally's a fast guy, but it did look pretty similar to a horse collar if I saw any. So
McNally to the line, 2:45 to go, 55-53, and you are absolutely right. It was not intentional, or they would have called the tee on him, although a bunch of fans jumped up, crossed the arms, indicated they wanted the tee called. On the way, McNally's is so huge, and it's good, and he'll go again. And that's gigantic as Larson gets ready to re-enter. Larson is in now. Is McNally back on the line? Larson in for Mulholland. 2:45 to go. The Penguins by three. Back to the line. McNally, not a technical. Although half the crowd wanted it. Inadvertent horse collar. McNally on the way. Yes, he rattles the second one down, and the Penguins up by four with 2:44 to go, Josh.
You see, that's what you call clutch, Stu. It's not always coming in at the last game or last shot opportunity. It's coming in at those crucial moments in the game when you need your top guys to perform, and that was clutch from McNally.
That was big. Benson, no-look pass, right side, travel by Morin. Morin left his feet, and he didn't throw the ball off, Josh. The Penguins get it back. 2:32 to go. Penguins by four. Big mistake. Big mistake. Inbounds now. The Penguins have it in the backcourt. Now McNally's going to bring it up against Benson. Benson and McNally, who had the wrap up a minute ago. No look pass over to Larson. Top of the key left side. Penguins working it back out there. Now they slow things down. Now they get it back off to Ward. Ward over to Flack. Now brings it up. Flack goes left side. Flack drives in himself. Flack off the glass. Whistle and a bucket out. Flack. Holy cow. Everybody wakes up in the South Pacific. 12-12. To go, 59-53, and Alistair Flack buries the deuce amid heavy traffic, Josh, and gets it to fall.
And that's what you call doing work, Stu.
Oh,
doing work is what Al Flack did on that one. That was clutch. Once again, Al Flack driving in, drawing the contact, able to drop the shot. Great play. I told you he's a hustle player, Stu, and he's scrappy.
On the way, Flack.
Yes!
59-53, 2:12 to go. Penguins breaking away just a little bit after the brilliant work by the Australian, Alistair Flack. Oh, what a career this guy has had, and what a first year in the NC2A for Flack. Oh, there's a three-point ball. Goes off by Witherell. Is no good. Penguins with the rebound. Uh-oh, they heave it the length of the court. Back up to Flack. Flack now takes it. He doesn't want to shoot it. Good senior move there by Flack to not rush that one. Anybody else would have wanted to take that play. Flack thought better of it. He hands it off now. Now the Penguins just working it outside the wheel. Oh, a good foot fake there. Killian Larson gets it down low. They get it back over to Brian. Check it. That was McNally from up and under. 62-53. Josh, the Penguins by 9 with a buck and a half to go. Here's Benson on the way. Three ball good, and you can't give Benson that wide open look. Just like you said, Josh, he's a shooter, that Benson. Timeout. Benson backed up. Right wing. 3. 62-56. Penguins will have the ball. 1:23 to go. This is anybody's contest. There is an eternity to go, Josh. But as you said at the 3:06 mark, this comes down to a coaching duel. Any way you look at it.
It's coming down to a coaching duel, and it comes down to composure, Stu. Who is going to be the most composed, not be too excited, and just hold it down on the court and maintain your composure? It's going to come from the seniors, guys like Alex Ward, guys like Al Flack, Xander McNally, to settle this team down, get them all under control, get their heads back on the shoulders, and make sure they're playing the game smart and that they play this last minute and 23 smart, because a minute and 23 is a long time in college
basketball.
That's
a long time in college hoops. But, Josh, if it comes down to a coaching duel, who would you rather be behind? Tavani or anybody?
I'm biased. I'm going to be behind Tavani.
Absolutely.
You know this, too.
62-56. That's exactly what I was getting at. Now the Penguins hand it off to Al Flack. Left side. No look over to the right. Oh, the Penguins managed to hold on to it. Great play there by the DUs. Brian, great play by Flack. Flack almost got nailed. And McNally goes up softly. Whistle, no bucket. Ah! 1:11 to go. I thought he was going to drop that thing. He picked up the foul on Gunjo.
No, I'll take that. I will definitely take that, Stu.
Yeah, maybe. I would have liked to see that thing go. McNally, look at that on tape and figure that he should have made that one. That was a soft, straight-up layup. He got knocked around. Not like I could make it. I'm not saying it, but McNally is not me, thankfully. McNally to the line. Gunjo picks up. That's only his third? I thought it was his fourth. On the way, good. McNally very clutch. 63-56. He'll get to go again as Alex Foster leaves the game, and Gunjo in the backcourt anyway. Yeah, Gunjo's out. And two new antelopes have come in. McNally on the way. Uh-oh, this one's tipped out, and the Penguins can't get it to fall. Ramos with a rebound. 1:08 to go, Josh. Here they come. Benson, who just scored the big three, sets up a big screen, takes it from Ramos, goes around, right side, three ball on the way. Uh-oh, and there goes another three ball by Ramos. 1 minute to go exactly. Penguins lead is 4, 63-59, Josh. The Penguins have never won a conference game. Penguin fans are freaking out here. There's about 100 of them in the house. No classes in session. The Penguins on the precipice of their first conference win. They're all crowded around Tavani with the dry erase board out, fans. 1 minute exactly on the clock. The Penguins on the precipice of something big. Josh, 9 fouls committed by the Lopes. 5 committed by the Penguins. Probably won't come into play with less than 1 minute to go in the game, but you never know. At this point, the Penguins are up by 4. They'll have the ball. Tavani telling them what to do.
You know what, Stu? I would tell my team right now, if I was Coach Tavani, play great defense, keep your head on a swivel, stay composed, and be smart. Now, make the smartest play you can.
This is where you gain composure if you're not already composed. The Penguins need to get it inbounds, and they do. They get into the backcourt. 59 seconds, Al back there. Now they're just playing some catch and get it across the timeline. McNally brings it up, back over to Flack. Penguins over to the left side, Ward. Back to Al. They've got 25 on the shot. Flack drives in right side. No look pass. Larson off the glass. Oh, no, it doesn't fall. Taken down by Chechua. They go left side. Benson's got it. 40 seconds to go. Penguins up by four. He calls out the play. Does Benson. He sets up a screen and takes it. Left side thinking three ball is Wesolowski. No, he doesn't take it. Witherell outside. Stolen away. McNally all alone. Slams it down. And it's good for two. 25 seconds to go. The Penguins 65. Antelopes 59. Clock rolls 24. 20. Now the Penguins try to steal it away again. Loose ball. DU's got it. Whistle. Travel. The travel is called against McNally, who stole it away. Penguins lead is 6. 16.3 seconds to go, Josh.
I don't know about that one, Stu.
Yeah, he stole it away.
I have no idea. How is that a travel? He didn't have control of the ball yet.
Stolen away. Timeout DU. Stolen away by McNally. And then McNally is called dragging his foot. But I don't think so, because McNally is a very cool customer.
I mean, he moves a mile a minute, but definitely he didn't have control of the ball yet. It was tangled up between his feet. He reached down to grab it. Hadn't even taken a step, and they call the travel. I am not too sure about that one, Stu.
16.3 seconds to go, fans. 65, Penguins. 59, Antelopes. Grand Canyon in the house. Can the Penguins do it? The Penguins trailed by a lot of this one, although they've had their moments where they've gotten the lead. The most of either squad, though, is right now. 65-59. Penguins enjoy a six-point lead. Can they do it, Josh? Can they hold on? Is tonight the night that the Penguins break through? Some said it would take months if they would get a win at all this year. Here they are in their first year at D2. Here we go, fans. Penguins on defense. Antelopes get it in. Clock rolls 15 seconds. Left side swiped away. McNally out of bounds. Clock stops at 14.
I like the hustle, though, Stu. I like the hustle. 16-14 now on the clock. McNally is not letting them get away with any easy stuff.
Morin.
If GCU's going to get the points, they're going to have to earn them hard.
Morin's going to bring it in. He does. He gets it to Benson. Oh, no. Al Flack steals it away and a whistle as Benson and Flack get tied up on the inbounds. Flack steals it away. 11 seconds to go, and the foul is called against Benson. Al Flack, the senior from Australia.
Or is he clutch, Stu?
The senior from Australia. Al Flack comes on the inbounds, comes flying around. The guy's still got speed. He might be faster than he ever was. Wide open stance. Flack on the line. On the way. Good. There's a good day for you. 66-59. DU after Flack with some clutch play down the stretch. And the big steal there. That was big. Here he goes for his second one with 11.8 seconds to go. Flack on the way, backspin. Uh-oh, in and out. Clock rolls 11. Bring it over Benson, 10. Across the timeline, 8. Benson drifts up, three ball on the way, 6. Uh-oh, hits the backboard. Fox Mulholland rebound, 2. Up, whistle. It's 2 seconds on the clock. Penguins lead is 7, Josh. Foul is called against Canyon. That's on Alex Foster. Josh, with 2 seconds on the clock, I don't like to get ahead of myself. And I'm not going to say anything about how I called this one very early in the night, you might recall, my friend.
Oh, yeah, she had your crystal ball out, Stu.
I'm sure that you will say plenty about that in the post game as the first one goes down by Xander McNally. He's been so clutch. I'm sure you're going to make a huge deal out of my prediction there, along with Broadway Joe. As one of the huge predictions of all time. So I've never predicted anything on the air before, and the second one falls. I'm sure you'll make a huge deal out of that. 2-1. Game over. Penguins with their first win in the NC2A. Penguins conference win tonight. January 14th, 2010. The first win ever for the Penguins in the NC2A. Ah, Josh, what a beautiful night it was.
It was great play by the Penguins. They hustled throughout the entire game. It was a team effort all around. Everyone contributed. And how about the play late from the vet? Al Flatt, Xander McNally. I mean, all throughout the game, we saw great, solid play from the guys on this team. And the freshmen stepped up when needed. Killian Larson kept it strong down there in the paint the entire game. Austin Bryant came out with the big shots. I mean, everyone contributed on this team, Stu. I'm loving it. This is a great win, and it's good to have the first win in the PacWest Conference in the NCAA.
68-59, your final, fans. Penguins with their very first conference victory. Oh, is it sweet, and the Penguin fans are loving it. Everybody with handshakes all around. Josh, another fine performance from you, my friend. Great work, fans. So happy to have been able to bring you this one. Monday night, the 18th, Josh and I will be back. Dixie State in the house, another conference matchup. But for tonight, the Penguins will rest for a moment and bask in the glory. At least Josh and I will. Glad you joined us. See you next time. Radio.dominican.edu.